Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
We are here for episode 59. Look at us. That's right.
That's here. Literally crazy. When we're famous one day, like, people are gonna go into, like, the archives of our beginnings.
And here they are.
And here they are.
How many episodes do you think we'll eventually get to?
1,000? That'd be crazy.
1,000 would be wild.
That would be, like, probably, like, 30 years worth.
It would be a lot. I'm not doing the math right now, but it would be a lot.
You must do math.
I don't want to. It would be a lot of books, is what it would be.
It would be a lot of books, yeah.
Well, today, for not our 1,000th episode, 459, we are finishing up The Hunger Games, the OG Hunger Games.
The first one.
Well, yours is, like, not the OG copy, but it's so pretty.
No, but it's so cute.
I do love those.
They're so pretty, but, you know, I'm kind of pissed that I don't have the newest one, but whatever.
That's just weird they did that.
For what? Literally for what? Who are you, Scholastic? Yeah, come on!
They're gonna, like, release it.
Come on, Scholastic, get with it.
Yeah.
It better be.
But for this, we are finishing up parts 2 and 3, which is pages 133 through 374, which is chapters 10 through 27. So, that's where we're at. Now, basically, I mean, part 1 ended, again, it was more of, like, just the world set up for Hunger Games.
Yeah.
They're, like, in the interviews, and we end with the ever-dramatic PETA being, like, she came here with me. Okay, but again, we discussed last time, like, he's not as annoying.
I know he's not, but, like,
he's honestly probably one of the smartest characters. Like, he's fucking thinking.
It's a different type of survival.
Right. Right.
You know? Like, yeah. I think Katniss's is, like, very basic.
She doesn't think.
No.
She's like, I'm gonna shoot you with my arrow.
She's a good executioner. But she's not, like, the brains behind...
No.
She's the brawn.
But I think PETA, which is ironic, I guess. Like, PETA's, like, I would say they've described him as, like, a bigger guy.
Yeah.
But he's, like, nah. Like, I think he knows people are gonna out-brawn him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, like, easy to be out-brawned with, like, Districts 1 and 2.
Well, yeah,
and so he's like, we gotta reevaluate here.
Well, yeah, and, like, with the careers and stuff, too, like...
Yeah, like, Katniss isn't thinking that, like...
They need an angle.
Right. Like, Katniss isn't thinking about, like, hey, there's probably stronger people than me. Like, that's all she has, and that's what she's gonna go for.
Yeah.
PETA's like, cool, I am strong, I probably could, like, hold my own,
mm-hmm.
but we can't just have that. Like, he's smart. Yeah. Like, I feel like he's good.
Even when she finds out that, like, he's, like, the cake decorator, you know?
Right.
And so, like, when they're in training and stuff.
And he's, like, painting.
He's
and, like,
painting, yeah.
Yeah, he's, and, like, and, thinking of other things.
Yeah, he camouflages himself when they're in the arena, you know?
Right. Like yeah, he has, like, a toolkit. She's just, like, a fucking, who knows what
Here
she is.
Here I am.
Yeah, like, this is it. We're relying on my arrows and that's all.
This is me.
So, basically, everyone in the Capitol, of course, is, like,
obsessed. The star-crossed lovers.
Which, like, same. I remember being, like,
yeah.
I was, like, oh, my God.
I love them.
I
love them when they're, like, in the chariot, you know?
Yeah.
And they, like, hold hands.
Well, and so, in this, I think I highlighted this time around. I don't know which color was which time. I'm gonna say green was this time. Yep. Okay, great. So, she's, like, yelling. Like, they leave these interviews, and she fucking shoves him into a vase or whatever.
Yeah, she's like, why'd you say that?
Yeah, and she's like, you made me look weak. And Haymitch is like, he made you look desirable. Like, are you a fucking idiot? And then, like, you know, he says, you guys are all they're talking about, the star-crossed lovers. And she said, but we're not star-crossed lovers. And he says, who cares? It's all a big show. It's how you're perceived. Like, I don't think, like, she's getting the Capitol's, like,
the MO here.
How it works.
Yeah, like
who gives a fuck, Katniss? And PETA's like, you're welcome. Like, and now he, like, his hands are bleeding. Like, this poor fucking guy. And she just sucks.
Katniss. Katniss, Katniss, Katniss. See, now, also, too, I think that maybe, I don't, okay. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. But, like, PETA's, like, a little bit, like, better off in District 12. Right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, like, his family is probably more in tune and aware of, like, the capital and stuff. And, like, maybe, like, how people are. Like, I'm gonna assume maybe, like, his dad travels for, like, baking conventions or something. Like, you know.
Adorable.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Like, Katniss only knows the woods and she only knows the seam, essentially.
Right, like, yeah, like, PETA, like, at least has, like, some kind of, like, social wherewithal.
Yeah, they kind of, like, Katniss is almost kind of painted like a savage, truly.
Right, like a Lord of the Flies-esque, like...
yeah. Just, yeah. Like, brute. That's it.
Right, whereas PETA, not that he's elite,
PETA.
But, like, PETA.
I thought you said PETA.
PETA. is, like, not an elite, but, like, the, like, aristocrat...
Yeah.
Class.
Yeah.
So...
if we're gonna tier rank the right. people of District 12.
And after this, like, you know. She cools herself down... And then this is when they have their moment before the games, like, you know, I want to die as myself on the roof. Like, they, like this, like, very, like, I don't know, cliche, but, like, memorable
yeah.
scene between them. And I feel like here she's kind of like, oh, like, he's actually, like, kind of a normal, cool guy. But I'm like, why have you been, like, thinking opposite this whole time? Like, he's done nothing to her.
Maybe because she's, like, very untrustworthy of people.
I mean, I fucking guess, but,
like... But, like, then, he also gave her the bread, well, so,
but
like...
that's her thing, too. Like, oh, I'll never stop owing him. Like, get off your fucking high horse. It's fine. Maybe he's a nice guy. He didn't need the bread. Like...
But some people are like that.
That's annoying to me. You know, like, yes...
Everything's an exchange.
Right. And, like, I get it because, you know, the way that she lives is kind of an exchange. Mm-hmm. Like, here's this goose, like, yeah. for... Like, she's living just, like, on, like, the basic means. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
But that was also how President Snow was in his book.
Right. Yeah, it's always, like, an exchange mm-hmm. of power or resources.
Yeah, like, that idea of, like, owing somebody. Like, he didn't want to owe Sejanus.
Right. And, you know, maybe that's because him and Katniss both were, like, poor.
Maybe.
But,
I mean, like, so was Gale. And Gale doesn't act like this.
No, but I think he has some of that in him. Now my cat is doing crazy things. What are you doing? She's, like, friendly now, this cat. It's crazy. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's very strange because it could never get her to ever come by me.
Aw, the animals are snuggling. No, it's now she wants them to pet her. She wants the dogs to pet her head. It's very.
Are you not giving your cat enough love?
No, I am. So, I mean, not whatever your name is. I don't even know who you are. Go away. There's so many animals in this fucking house, it's crazy. Oh, God, it gives me an anxiety attack. Now there's a baby. Hopefully they all run away when the baby gets here. Anyways, Jesus. So, yeah, I don't know. I just like Katniss, this read. I still love the books. I'm, like, not hating on, like, the book. I mm-hmm. think, like, her character is written well, but, like, I don't think she's a likable character. Mm-hmm.
But also, too, like, maybe she's just, like, in a whirlwind. Like, holy shit, like, I'm in the Hunger Games because my sister almost got reaped.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't... You know, she's barely holding on. Like, she has all the issues with her dad, her mom.
She's very cynical.
Well, I mean, like, I would also argue that you would be, too, if you were in her position,
that's,
right?
That's very true. Yeah. And, right? Like, pretty much right after this, like, the Hunger Games...
Is it her circumstances that make her a terrible person? Bro, what is going on with your animals?
Like, she literally loves people now.
But she's not even over here. She's by the dog.
And I know she loves them. Hey, can you stop? She's so cute, though.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
We're, like, so, like, distracted right now. Why don't you lay in your little window like you love to do? We're doing something. What the hell? Anyways, whatever. I'm just gonna let her rock. Oh, girl.
What's that?
Oh! Go away. Go away. Come on. What the hell? Oh my gosh. Anyways, whatever. So the Hunger Games start.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happens. I feel like after that, like, they really do just start. I feel pretty like much. This was where I
60
just,
seconds.
Yeah, like, this was intense. Like, the first read, and even now, like...
I thought it was very funny. Not, well, I shouldn't say funny, but, like, crazy that, like, they can't get off of their, like, thing. Like, their pedestal.
Or they blow them up.
Until, like, the sound goes off, you know?
Well, and, like, yeah, but they're, like, pressurized. Like, they're, like, mines, I guess.
This is insane.
Yeah. Which is, yeah. Which, that's so unfair, I feel like. Because I think that puts people that are, like, smarter, I guess, at a disadvantage. Like, for example, when you're raised, like, you know, to the platform where the games are happening. If you're, like, someone who's, like, smart and, like, perceptive, you're going to get with it quicker. And that will give you an advantage to, like, run and go get weapons.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you all have 60 seconds to, like, get your bearings, like, the fastest ones are going to get there.
Yeah.
Like, so it almost puts, like, most at a disadvantage.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it prioritizes the strength over, like, mm-hmm. any other attribute.
Well, I mean, and that's why he told her to just leave. He's like, just dip.
Yeah, which I would dip.
You wouldn't, like, fight?
No.
At the cornucopia?
I don't think so. You would?
Probably not.
I think I would.
Maybe just, if I, like, was, like, you know, ready to fight, yeah, sure.
I think I would just die. I mean, I think I would probably run, like, how she did. Like, Katniss ran, like, grabbed the first bag she saw and mm-hmm. was like, see you later. Because, like, you don't want to have nothing. Because then you're fucked.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, even, like, no water, no food, nothing.
Yeah, but then, like, also you could just, like, wait until, like, the initial killing period is over and, like, when people start to disperse. Oh, but they had somebody watching the cornucopia, right?
I realistically think I would not last long in these things.
No, I think about this often, actually. Like, what if, like, you know, the world just, like, completely crashed in on itself and it was totally, like, dystopian?
I'm not lasting long.
I probably wouldn't last either.
Yeah, I like to say that I would, but then, like, realistically...
But
like,
I also don't think I'd want to.
That's fair.
Like, I don't think I'd want to deal with that.
Well, also in this case, right, like, the Hunger Games, hear me out, guys. Say you do last, like, a decent little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not gonna win. So then it's, like, just almost fucked up. Like...
Make me go through all of this for nothing.
Yeah, I really tried so hard, and I'm so proud of myself. Now it's, like, the last five, and now I die? Like, that's so shitty.
That is shitty.
Like, what's your face? Like, Fox face.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the vibe I would hope to be. But then, like, she still dies, so yeah. Who cares? Like, that's just shitty.
The whole thing is shitty.
Well, yeah. Anyways, so, I feel like this book, compared to, like, Haymitch's games, Catching Fire, like, we really have a lot of the games. Like, as far as, like...
Oh, yeah, because Catching Fire, literally, the games last maybe a day.
It's one part.
Yeah.
And it's, like, because, again, there's other things going on.
Yeah. And Mockingjay, obviously, there's no games, because I mean, they're in full-on war.
This, the games, like, let the 74th Hunger Games begin. Okay, so it's chapter 11 and page 148. I mean, I don't even, the games are still going on. Hold on, like, yeah, they announced the winners on 345. So we have, like, 200 pages of these games, which, like, I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved every last detail.
Gory.
But, like, Haymitch's, even though they were gory, they were still shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Catching Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it still was, like, a descriptive, well-painted picture in the arena, but I feel like these were, like...
Well, I mean, like, it is...
The quintessential games.
Well, it is the first book, you know? What is drawing people into the series as a whole is...
These fucked up games.
Watching children kill each other.
Right. I also like this arena. Nothing special about it. It was, like, a lake, some woods.
Yeah.
Like, a wheat field.
A volcano. Or was it a volcano and Catching Fire?
Haymitch's.
Oh, Haymitch's. They're all just blurring together now at this point.
But, like, you know, like, this was just, like, here's some trees, a river, a lake.
There was, like, no frills.
Which I liked. Just give me a fucking forest.
Yeah, I guess. Better than some of the other years that they went on to talk about.
Yeah, like, I think they referenced even, like, in Haymitch's games or, like, Catching Fire. Like, the one year it was, like, the fucking Arctic. Like, I would be like, ew.
Yeah, and they all died, like, super quick.
Because they froze. Like, that would suck. Like, I feel like this is just, like, yeah, give me some wood, some water. Even, like, Haymitch's house, like, a utopia, and, like, everything was poisonous. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of cool, but, like, that sucks. Like, I feel like this, like, they could eat the berries.
Yeah.
They could climb the trees. They could drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really was, like, nothing else was going to kill you here besides for each other.
Yeah, well, I mean,
respect.
But they also had the mutts that came.
They did, that was, like, the end.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Haymitch's, like, it was, like, all mutts, the volcano, like,
yeah.
They didn't really kill each other in Haymitch's.
Yeah, they were getting picked off, like, by the elements.
Yeah, whereas this was, like, here, you have your food, you have your water, you guys fucking go at it.
And now, what do you think that means to say about, like, the Hunger Games, like, the progression of the games, right? Because it seems like, up until this point, from what we've seen so far, is that, like, the games are very, like, flowery.
Right, and this one's, like, not.
You know, like, it's all, like, there's themes, and you know, right. They have their own little things. Although but, like, now this one's just as, like. Flowery.
Like, the quarter quell for, like, catching fire gets flowery again, a little bit. There's, like, a theme and, like, a.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
But, like, I feel like this is just, like, more focused on, like, watching children kill each other.
I agree, but I'm also, like.
Like, that was the highlight.
Not, like, lack of imagination, but is that just because, again, it was, like, her first book and she was, like, that is the focus?
Maybe
you know?
It was painful for her to write.
I mean, maybe. Or, again, like, if you look at the premise of The Hunger Games, it is, like, children killing children. So, like, mm-hmm. Or was that just. She was like, let's just make the first one, like, basic. Not basic, but just, like, bare bones, like, here's, like, the premise.
Mm hmm.
And then we'll kind of, like.
Add on later.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, it's an intro book, so.
But I probably like these games the best.
Yeah.
Out of, like, the three games in the series we see in the books.
Yeah, Catching Fire was so boring.
Really? We'll talk about that.
Their next games. Time. Their games was. I was like, ugh.
We'll talk about that next episode, I guess.
Okay.
I don't, like, disagree, but I don't know. We'll. Whatever. So, these games, though, mm-hmm. liked them. Katniss, like, literally right off the bat, just, like, runs away. Okay, fine. Now, I forget, like, how early on this happens. I mean, they're all hunting each other. Like, there's, like, the big bloodbath in the beginning, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I feel like the first, like, notable scene from, like, this book that was, like, shocking to me. Was when she's, like, sawing the Tracker Jacker nest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, PETA's with the careers.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first time we read this book, do you remember, like, what you thought was going on?
No.
I think I felt, like, betrayed. Like, I was like, God damn.
Probably. That's probably how I felt as well.
But I just remember being like.
But then again, I also remember not liking PETA, so I was like, whatever.
Right, so you were like, cool, he betrayed her. Fuck this guy anyway.
Yeah.
But I also do feel like this time, again, because I know how the story progresses, like,
mm-hmm.
It was obvious. I was like, yeah. He's doing it because he loves you.
Yeah, of course. Which is, like, when you're a teenager, you don't realize those things, right?
Yeah. But I thought it was so obvious. But again, yes, hindsight's 20/20. But I was like, ugh, you dumb bitch. I do think it's interesting that they accepted him, though.
Now, yeah, so, like, that whole thing seems a little too, like, you know, perfect. Like, oh, of course, they accept him in, and, you know, he's with the Kreers, and they're, gonna protect him, and he's, you know, and she's fighting for herself, and then she runs into Rue, and then, it's, you know. I like that they were separate for a majority of the games.
Agreed.
I appreciated that. So, I mean, maybe that was, like, Suzanne Collins' way of, like, you know, keeping him around, but, like, he's occupied for the moment.
Right, because what else would he be doing?
Yeah. And if we know that he's, like, the thinker that he is, you know, maybe he's with them to kind of gauge where they're at, see
right,
what they're
which
thinking.
Right, I think is exactly why he was.
You know?
Which I think, like, that is true.
To save Katniss.
Right. I also, as much as you're saying, you know, PETA being with the careers and her being with Rue is, like, convenient. Again, I agree. I like that they were separate for most of the book. And mm-hmm. I do like that she got an ally. I think that finally humanized this fucking bitch a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Good God.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, like, of course, you know, it's a girl around her sister's age, you know, kind of the same vibe.
So I think that also made sense why, like, I think for her character, it made sense why she picked Rue as an ally for those reasons you just said. But I'm also glad, like, from a literary stance, that Suzanne Collins, like, gave her that ally, humanized her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like before that, I was like...
Well, because any way you diced it, like, even in the interviews and stuff, even talking to Haymitch and whatever, like, she's just, like, annoying and stupid.
Which they do reference in Mockingjay. Basically, you know, we're getting ahead a little bit here, but when she's doing all the propaganda, and Haymitch was like, tell me a moment when, like, you genuinely were touched by Katniss. Like, not, like, fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always things like she volunteered for her sister, you know, when she allied with Rue, like, things that she really did, because, yeah, there's, like, not a whole fuck ton of things. Like, it has to be, and it all follows, like, a very linear path that, like, makes sense. Like, she does care for her sister, and this girl is, like, reminding her of Prim.
Yeah.
So it's, like, yeah, they reference that in Mockingjay, even, like, yeah, you're not very likable.
Yeah.
But, for the most part.
Yeah, but it's interesting that she's then used as a plot device to garner a whole, like, the kickoff for the rebellion.
I think because her genuine reactions and, like...
Like, the later books are very telling with that, and it's very interesting to see.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think it's her genuine reactions, or, like, her few and far between, the things she's passionate about, she has, like, grand gestures.
Yeah.
So in that case, it's kind of, like, that inspires people.
Yeah, and sometimes it's almost, like, almost a little too late. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's always, like, that split decision.
And like, she doesn't and again, like, she's not conscious of it. Like, PETA's making these, like, very meticulous, thought-out, like, oh, I have a crush on her. Like, paint her as desirable. Let me go with the careers. Like thinking things. All of Katniss's moments that people like, she doesn't think about them whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could argue is what's good about her. She's not thinking. This is genuinely her.
Mm-hmm.
But also the other half of the genuine hers kind of sucks.
And she's not doing it, like...
With any agenda.
Yeah, like, she's just doing it because that's what felt right for her.
Right. So people do like that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's a very you-see-what-you-get kind of person.
For sure.
It's very hard for her to fake it with PETA when they eventually do unite in the ring. The ring. The arena.
The ring. In this corner, we have Katniss.
Pretty much.
Right.
So...
Yeah, like, she, like, is incapable of, like, putting on a show.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, get it together.
She sucks. She does. She's not even trying.
But she's 16, so, like...
I guess.
You know? Man, I don't know. I just... She's an interesting main character. Like we said, like, it's almost like she's a good main character because she's not likable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you can focus on the arena and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not even focusing on her because you're like, well, she's kind of blah.
Yeah, and it's interesting to, and I like almost, too, how, like, she doesn't really return the feelings for PETA. So, like, her dialogue and, like her internal monologue and whatever is not like, oh my god.
It makes me sad.
Does he love me? Like, I'm in this death trap and, like, oh my god, what is he doing with the careers? Like, oh my god, I thought we totally had a thing. You know, like, thank God it's not like that.
No, thank God I agree.
Oh,
but
my God. I would...
We'll get to this part, like, once, like, you know, they reunite after the whole, like, Rue situation. But... So we'll talk more about it. But I also think it's so funny. Like, she really thinks, like, PETA's also, like, faking it like she is. And I'm like... I feel like you can tell when someone's doing it for, like, the plot versus, like... This poor guy is really actually dying and actually loves you, and that's really sad to me.
Well, who knows? Maybe...
He's just great at it?
But now, see, now this is my thing. I could never determine. And I still personally...
Oh, so you are with Katniss.
I cannot... I don't want to say for certain that PETA's loved her since the beginning. I think a lot of his attraction for her and stuff like that has formed through the games.
I agree.
I don't think it was, you know, he's had a crush on her for forever.
Okay. I'm somewhere in the middle of those 2 points.
Okay.
I feel like he might have had, like, a crush on her since forever because, like, a school crush, who fucking cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, oh, they're cute. Mm-hmm. Like, he probably was like, wow, she's kind of a badass. She goes hunting. Like, just, like, whatever. And then, yeah, I think being in the games, now he's, like, getting, like, genuine feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think it's been, like, love at first sight. He's been pining after her. Mm-hmm. But I do think he probably was, like, intrigued, like, had a little school crush. Mm-hmm. And now, like, they're in the games, and it's kind of like, you know, like, think about, like, elementary, middle school. Like, if you, like, all of a sudden got paired with, like, your crush that you saw from afar, you'd be like, fuck yeah, this is great. Mm-hmm. Now I can, like, bond with them. And then you get actual feelings. Like, that's kind of where mm-hmm. I'm gauging and, like, where I feel like he is.
Yeah, but, like, also, like, is Haymitch in on it? Does he know? Or is Peter being genuine? You know what I mean?
I think Haymitch knows and he's like, you can use this. Mm. Whereas Katniss, he has to give her coaching for everything because he's like, we can't use none of your attributes. You suck. But
you have not one redeeming quality.
But it's also interesting because Haymitch and Katniss are more on the... Even though Katniss sucks and Haymitch is like, damn, we can't use anything, they're more on the same wavelength.
Because he knows that she will execute what she needs to do. Because
she's soulless.
But I would argue that that kind of works for in her advantage.
Like, what was it, water? So, Haymitch and Katniss start off this kind of, like, dynamic pretty early on. I think before her and Rue were even allies. Like, mm-hmm. she pretty much is, like, walking. She's like, I need water. Haymitch, the fuck, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
And, like, he won't send it. And she's like, oh, he's not sending it because I'm close.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she, like, has the knowledge and, like, the survival instinct to, like, be aware of yeah. that. Which I think is interesting. And then she partners with Rue, and I feel like her and Haymitch have, like, a little, like, break. Like, once she's with Rue, like, nothing is really going on as far as, like,
mm-hmm.
PETA or Haymitch. Like, it's just her and Rue.
Yeah, they're kind of just, like, surviving.
Like, that's, like, the main plot point is, like, the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find very endearing.
Yeah. I mean, who wasn't fucking bawling their eyes out?
Like, when... Rue is so cute. Who killed Rue? I've totally... Someone speared her. I think it was, like, a random career, because then Katniss just killed everyone that did it. Like, she said she didn't even think. She just, like, shot him in the neck.
Yeah, because there was, like, three of them, right?
I think so. And she just fucking was, like, dead, dead, dead.
Yeah.
I don't think it was anyone, like, relevant, necessarily.
Me neither.
You know, it was just, like, careers.
But also, too, yeah, she gets speared, but then they also, like, Rue is asking about, like, with a spear.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Wait, hold on. Never mind.
Like, you mean, like, she's still, like, alive?
Yeah, but they're talking about somebody fresh?
That was yeah. Rue's, that was, like, Rue's, like, buddy.
Okay. Yeah.
That was, like, her district partner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Because he, like, ends up sparing Katniss because, like, she, like, tried to protect Rue. And he was like, I won't kill you now,
mm-hmm.
but next time I see you, like, we're good now. Like, you tried to save the little girl. I won't kill you right now, but, like, now we're good. So next time I see you, like, you better fucking run kind of situation.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that was when, like, they were talking about, like, the spear. I mean, Rue dying was extremely sad. I think she was also a great, again, literary, like, plot point of, like, she was painted as completely innocent, completely just, like, adorable and precious.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when she died, you really were like, damn, this is, like, fucked up. Like, kids are killing children.
Well, and...
Like, she was really, like, what, like, went home with that.
Mm-hmm, but I think Rue also was used in a way to also bring that, like, humanistic side to Katniss because...
For sure.
She, that's when she first sings that song, The Hanging Tree.
Right.
You know, while she's fucking putting the flowers around her and, right. and you know, she's about to
yeah,
die.
Yeah, I think it does both, right? I think, yeah, it finally humanizes Katniss, thank God. And second of all, like, you're really like, damn, this is fucked up. Like,
no, yeah.
Like, most of them when they die, like, say, like, their careers, like, even when Katniss, before her and Rue partner, when she, like, saws the tracker jacker and, like, kills people.
Yeah.
Like, not that you're not realizing it, but you're more of just like, all right, survival. You know, like, you're not really... grasping that she just killed other kids. Like, you're like, alright, good for her.
Well, yeah.
In this case, you're like, damn, Rue is like a baby.
No, she is.
And it makes you, like, very sad. Yeah,
and then Katniss even makes a point, like, oh, like, this, like, he was my first kill.
Right. Which, and then, I mean, first of all, she says, like, that, but, like, and I think she even makes a point and says, too, like, oh, I guess the tracker jackers might have counted, but, like, this kid was, like, my first, like, in Cold Blood.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like, even from a reader, you didn't really feel like the Tracker Jacker kills were, like...
like, that significant.
Like, it was kind of like a cool moment, but that was really all it was for me. It wasn't, like, driving the point home of, like, the Hunger Games or that Katniss killed them. Like, it was just kind of like...
yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and that's... I feel like you could say the same thing in the beginning with the cornucopia.
Right. It's just, like, it's just mayhem.
Yeah.
Like, you're not grasping what it means. You're kind of just, like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I feel like, Rue, you're really, like, this is actually really sad. Like, people are losing their lives doing this fucking...
craziness.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and then it's after Rue that the announcer comes on, right? And he was like, oh, now we'll have two victors.
Let's check it out.
Right? Doesn't he say that?
Well, at that point, she literally is like, and that's what I think is crazy.
Because that's when she calls for PETA.
Right. But that's what I think is crazy as fuck about Katniss, is that she just, like, forgot all about him this whole time. And she even says that. Like, she's like, I haven't thought about PETA fucking once. I'm like, girl, what? Like.
Now, okay. Now, would you say that she's self-absorbed? Or, like, she's really just, like, operating on survival? Like, she can't even think about anything else besides, like, the basic needs.
I think both.
Okay.
Can I say both?
Sure.
Yeah, so it is after Rue dies that they announce, like, you know, two tributes from the same district.
Claudius Temple Smith.
I also forgot to mention, not that it's really, like, super relevant, but, like, when Rue dies, that was when, like, she blew up the cornucopia, and, like, that was, like, their whole plot. Like, that was why they were separate. Which was just, like, a cool scene. Mm-hmm. And I think you kind of needed some kind of, like, reason why her and Rue were separate, because she wouldn't have left her regardless.
Exactly.
So I kind of just liked that. Like, I thought it was, like, well done, whatever.
But, like, it's so, like, heartbreaking to know, like, they were supposed to, like, do the whistle, like, to know when they're around, and then, like...
yeah, poor thing.
Yeah.
It was just all really sad. But, yeah, so then after Rue dies is when they announce it. Probably because they were like, oh my god, this girl, when she's an ally, is finally likable. Let's give her someone, like, keep it going.
They were like,
she sucks otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, like, she was probably, like, her ratings probably went through the roof, right? So, like, they're following the trends and stuff. But it's interesting that she just throws all caution to the wind and screams PETA's name. What if anyone else was around in the area?
And that's why it's, like, again...
like, that was not very smart,
no,
sister.
But that's, like, was that finally, like, an emotional, just, like, normal human response? Like, wow, good for you.
I guess.
Because, like, she doesn't have many of those. But, like, and she also, what's interesting...
beep, beep, boop, bop. Beep, right. Boop, beep.
That's Lily Katniss. But what's interesting, her internal dialogue, what I really like about it, I agree, I'm glad she's not, like, this, like, school girl, like, kitten smitten, like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, because that would be annoying.
Yeah.
But I do think it's interesting that she genuinely does slowly develop feelings for him. Like, she'll be like, oh, wow, like, I really was worried about him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, now, especially as this next part goes on.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, wow, like one of their kisses, she was like, oh, I actually, like...
enjoyed that.
Felt something for him.
Well, because then she compares it to Gale.
Right.
And she was like, and when Gale kissed me, like, I felt, like, absolutely nothing.
Right. So it's like...
that was heartbreaking for me, personally.
Well, yeah. So now we're on part three. So now it's, like, just her and PETA's games, pretty much. So she goes, like, looking for this guy.
Her and PETA's games, yeah.
And does she... she finds him, like, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
in his little, like, camouflage. I found that scene so funny in the movie.
Yes.
Like, it was, like... yes. It was comical.
But also, too, like, I was confused how he could just, like, leave the careers willy-nilly. Like, oh, hey, no problem.
Well, I think...
because most of them are dead, I guess?
I think
not
that,
most of them.
Well, I think that he told Katniss to run after the Tracker Jackers, and then they, like, attacked him because they realized, like...
oh,
and that's why
yes.
he was all cut open and he was, like, dying.
Yes.
So, like, I mean,
yes.
I don't know how he got away. That's also a good point. But that's when he, like, hid. So now he's just been fucking laying here dying.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes. With the paint. Well, not paint, but whatever.
We're gonna definitely do, like, a bonus episode where we, like, watch the movie.
We need to watch them.
Yeah. We're gonna have, like, a bunch of bonus episodes because that's just so much fun. Plus, now there's so many things coming out of books we've read.
I know.
So we're gonna have, like, lots of bonus episodes.
I know.
Which is exciting.
I'm thinking maybe we should do a Love Hypothesis.
Yeah. Oh, I read the book. It's good.
It is.
You would like it.
I haven't read it, obviously.
It gets pretty,
But I love Lily Reinhart, so...
okay, is that real?
Yes, she's the main girl.
I saw, like, a poster today for the first time, but it was, like, very AI generated. But is that real? Like,
no, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I think she announced it on Instagram.
Oh, okay. So, like, I literally had just seen, like, the fan-made poster today. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So I was like, is that, like, a fan cast?
No, like, I'm not, like, she's...
Oh, nice.
She's okay, slotted for her. But I heard that she looks nothing like the main character.
She doesn't, but I think that she could fit the vibe with her acting. So I'm not, like, mad about that, per se.
I mean, like, she's very talented.
It's one of those books that, like... Quick digression. It's, like, women in STEM, which is kind of fun. But it gets, like...
I've seen a lot more of them now recently as well.
It's, like, its own little niche thing. It gets, like, super R-rated.
Really?
Yeah, very, very smutty. Like, it's, like, nerds can have sex, too. You know, it's, like, one of those vibes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Yay, nerd sex.
Yay, nerd sex. Yeah, kinky nerd sex. And you're, like, way to get after it. You wear your fucking glasses and go to Pound Town.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Anyways, back to the Hunger Games. I will say, if this was, like, an adult book, I would have liked some, like, cave sex, but I digress. Like, now as an adult, like, that'd have been fun.
Yeah.
Like, it would have fit fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kisses? Boring, but it's fine. So she finds PETA, and now here's where Katniss... Not that she loses me, but she's, like, it's fucking mean. Like, she's just, like, manipulative, and it's really sad. Because you know that he likes her. And, like, she's like, ooh, if I kiss him, I get, like, some soup. Like, you're an asshole. And, like, Haymitch is feeding into it because he knows she's an asshole. Like...
But I, like, loved that. Like, I love that for her.
I guess.
Honestly.
My problem is this, right? Like, Haymitch. Haymitch, I don't think Haymitch is an asshole. Haymitch knows how she operates, and he's like, I need her to, like, appease the Capitol to stay alive. So, like, I'm gonna do, like, what I know that she's gonna relate to, to, like, get her to act how I need her to for, like, survival.
Yeah, like, he'll push her, like, where she needs to.
Yeah, like, he really wants these two to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's fucked up that, like, this is how she thinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine that Haymitch understands and, like, he can, like, push her in that direction, but, like, she's definitely the asshole here.
No, yeah. She is the asshole.
Like, you know, those things, like, am I the asshole? Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because whenever they send the soup or whatever, and, the, like, the note from Haymitch is like, oh, is that all you got? Or something like that.
Right.
Right? Didn't he say something like that?
Right. And then, like... Or, I don't know if there are even notes, or she's, like, giving internal dialogue, like, what he's saying. I don't even remember, but...
I thought there was an actual note.
I don't remember. But I know that one time when there was, like, that really good kiss that she actually liked, like, she got, like, a bigger gift, and she was like, I could just imagine him being like, that's what I'm talking about, sweetheart. And I was like, you literally are an asshole.
Literally.
PETA's on his deathbed, dying. But...
But she saves him!
Okay, but let's talk about that. So that's interesting. PETA, she tries to save him, whatever. He needs medicine. They have this whole, like, weird dynamic where... Each of you guys needs something. We're gonna have, like a second bloodbath, basically.
Yeah.
We're gonna drop off this thing you need. And whatever. But y'all have to go to this, like, same location.
And see what happens.
And PETA literally is, like, telling her not to go, all this stuff.
But obviously she's gonna go.
Haymitch, like, delivers her, like, sleeping fucking drugs to knock his ass out, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that? Because in that case... Like, she has to have some genuine feelings to do that.
Well, I think now that she... Because she's had her first kill, right? Like, she's actually killed somebody. And she knows everyone else around is, like, it's chaos. She's dying. Like, not she's dying, but, like, she could die. People are dying, blah, blah. PETA, who, like, has been her only partner through all of this, whether she has feelings for him or not, you know, that's fucking terrifying to watch that person just, you know, if nothing happens, they're gonna die.
But, like,
right.
So do you
think
that's all it is, or do you think she's starting to, like him?
I would say that she doesn't dislike him.
Like, either way, she doesn't want her, like, pal to die.
Yeah.
But you think that's all it is? You don't think there's any romantic at this point?
Maybe, like, a curiosity, but I really don't think she's, like, firm, like, I like you.
I feel like, as you're saying it, like, the curiosity thing kind of made me think this. I almost feel like... It's, like, a subconscious. Like, I think she likes him, but she's so used to being in survival. now, especially in the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. Like, that's literally what you're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like she won't even let herself get there.
Yeah, she's, like, suppressing it.
But I think she just knows, like, I have to save him. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know why. She's not putting, like, a label on her feelings.
Yeah.
But I think, like, she's just like, he can't die. Mm-hmm. And she says that, too. She's like...
Yeah. Well, especially now that you could have two victors. Like, why does, like, more unnecessary people need to die?
Right. But I do think it is because she's starting to have feelings for him. As much as she won't say it, like, yeah. She's like, I have to survive. Kissing him is part of survival. Like, mm-hmm. She's only thinking survival. But I think in there, she is gaining feelings.
Okay.
How I feel, I think. But yeah.
Well, it's up to interpretation.
Right. Interesting. I like analyzing their psychologies because they're both very interesting together and separate.
I mean, like, yeah, you can make the argument that PETA makes Katniss a better person. 100%.
Yes, he does.
You know, and I think Gale really brings out, like, Katniss's, like, deepest core.
Like, I think Gale and Katniss are cut from the same cloth, and yes. PETA makes her better.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Which is interesting. Perfect.
Good. That was a good way to wrap it up with a little bow.
Yeah, like, Gale and Katniss are almost, like, too angry together. Like,
yeah.
We need to, like...
They're both fire, you know?
Right, we need, like...
She needs, like, a water or something.
A complimentary element.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Katniss goes, she knocks his ass out, she gets the medicine.
Which, like, crazy. Imagine?
He woke up and he was so pissed. I mean, she was back, so he didn't care.
Yeah.
Although she did get fucked up, then he had to take care of her. I'm like, these two are just fucking hopeless.
And, you know, I wonder how big this place, like, really is. Because, like...
In my head, I'm like, it's big, but not too big.
Right? But, like, I don't know.
But toward the end, like, they know they're gonna draw them together.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, like, they had, like, that wall of fire in the beginning, right?
Right. And
they like, pushed everyone, like, to a certain corner, whatever.
And when Katniss is healing, like, and she, like, knows, again, she's, like, very analytical. Like, it starts downpouring, and she's like, oh, that's for Thresh in the fields. Like, they're drawing him out. Like, we're probably safe because, like, they're all watching that. Like, she's, thinking of the games and almost, like, gauging, like...
How the elements are affecting...
Yeah, and like, oh, no one died today. They're probably going to throw something at us. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, me and PETA's love story is keeping them occupied. We're probably good for a few days. Like, she's like thinking of like entertainment purposes. That's the only way she can think about this. Like, which, I mean, makes sense. And that does give her an advantage.
Well, because everything else is probably just so extremely overwhelming for her.
Right. Like, that's like what she can grasp. But yeah, like, literally when it's downpouring, she's like, oh, like, Thresh is fighting whoever. Like... Mm-hmm.
But, like, she's kind of annoying because, like, she shit on her mom about, like, when her dad died, how her mom, like, retreated into herself and, like, wasn't present. But, like, I feel like you can almost make that argument about Katniss, like, from an emotional standpoint.
Right, like, she's...
Like, she's present, but, like, emotionally, she's so cut off.
Right, just from Prim and Gale.
Yeah.
That's, like, her two exceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so...
I would argue that, like, she's not even... I don't know. I would say she doesn't even know herself, like, the depth of, like, what she can feel or understand.
I agree, but, like, also you can make that argument for most 16-year-olds.
This is true.
You know?
Especially tackle on some trauma in there.
In Hunger Games, and that's what you get. You get Katniss. Yeah. And then the ending...
She's the poster child.
No, literally. I remember the ending, like, being the most eerie, fucked up vibe.
So what do you mean?
Like, Thresh dies, and now, like, it's just them and Kato, and they're like, let's start walking toward the cornucopia, because it's gonna happen.
What was his name? The guy who played him in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. He was, like...
And he was in... What was he in? I'm number four? No, that wasn't him. Was that him?
No. I don't know, but no, he's, like, that big, tall, blonde guy.
Yeah, but he was in...
I'll look it up. But I remember, like, that being the eeriest vibe, like, when he runs past them and, like, the mutts are chasing him and and it's, like, dark and you're like, fuck.
Well, the whole thing with the mutts is crazy.
Dude.
My, like, 11-year-old self was terrified of dogs for, a hot second.
Dude. But, yeah, like, that was, I think...
And the movie was crazy because you could... The movie just picks, like, his leg and pull down. He's like, ah! Like, no, I could see it, like, in my head.
Okay, so his name is Alexander Ludwig.
Yes, Alex Ludwig. That's what it was.
He's been in all kinds of things.
But what was, like, around the same time?
He was in Vikings. That's, like, a show, though.
Yes. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. That was a great show, by the way.
Great show. So good.
I feel like, that's mainly... I thought
he was, like, in something else.
He's in Grown Ups, apparently. He was in Catching Fire. I don't know why. Maybe just, like, a flashback. He was in The Ring. I don't know. He's in, like, a bunch of random shit. I feel like he was maybe in, like... I don't know. He was popular, though, and I can't think of, like, what movie aside for The Hunger Games. But I remember him being, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Race to Witch Mountain?
Yes.
But, like, he was young.
But still, like, I remember him from that. That's okay. What it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also another crazy movie.
Yes, agreed. Yeah, so that, I just remember being terrified. Yeah, like, the fact that it was dark.
Mm-hmm. They didn't know, like, what was going on. They could just hear him
eaten alive. The fact, I really liked that, like, the Mutts were, like, the grand finale, and, like, that was kind of the only intervention, like, that the Capitol did. Like, mm-hmm. as opposed to Haymitch's games, like, everything was, like, ready to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought this was, like, psychologically fucked up.
But when did they announce, at what time point did they announce that there could only be one victor?
Like, after he died.
Like right after, right?
Yeah, just when there's two of them left.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, they're playing these fucking people's emotions.
But it was, like, after he died, and then, okay, yeah.
And that's when she had the berries.
Yeah, so, what a crazy stance of defiance.
So now Nazis.
And you really don't, like, I feel like now, like, that has so much more impact.
It does.
Than, like, but, back then. I was like, oh, she's gonna eat the berries, you know? But, like, now I was like, damn, like, so, it's not about the berry. You know, that's what the berry signifies.
Well, right, and that was, I guess, the point of the future books.
Yeah.
But, okay, here's my two questions with that.
Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in Catching Fire, this was a big debate. Was she doing this out of emotion, or was it defiance? Mm. So that's the first debate.
Okay.
Second debate is, was she really going to do it? Because even if she's doing it out of defiance, she's like, fuck you, I'm going to die, I don't care. Like...
Mm-hmm.
She still, was she gonna do it? So, do yes. you think, first of all, do you think she was gonna do it?
Yes.
You think she was ready to end it all?
Yep.
I think he was as well.
She's extremely impulsive.
Right, so she was
all of Katniss's, like, redeeming moments have all been impulsive moments.
Right.
Like I said, the split-second decisions.
I think I can agree with,
like,
you.
Like, on a hat, like, on the...
Yeah, just on the cusp.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree. I think that she probably would have just done it.
Because she, in her brain, could not imagine, I went through all these lengths to fucking save this guy, and now they want me to kill him or let him kill me? She was like, no way.
Right.
And I think at that point she realizes that PETA is not going to want to kill her.
Right.
Like, she knows PETA's not going to be able to kill her.
So she's just like, fuck it, we both just die.
So either, you know, we die by the hands of the Capitol, which we don't want because we're not, you know, fuck them. So take it into our own hands, you know, and I think that's kind of like how her brain worked.
Okay, and so now, going off that point, so we think she would have done it. Now, do you think it was out of emotion, like, I love him, I can't be without him, or defiance?
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean, I can't live without him?
Like...
I don't think she did it because she loves him. Like, it wasn't giving Romeo and Juliet to me.
Okay.
But I think, Now you have me second guessing what I'm thinking.
But, okay, do you remember this part? And that's why I just opened the book, because I wanted to read it. This part, like, fucked me up too. And this is where I think, I'm agreeing with you. I think that she would have done it. I think that it really was just defiance. And again, I think she doesn't want to kill him because she's, like, fond of him like a pet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't out of love.
But, like, this part was crazy. So they announced that, you know, there's only one winner, whatever. He's moving toward me as if in slow motion, his hand pulling the knife from his belt. Before I'm even aware of my actions, my bow is loaded with the arrow pointed straight at his heart. PETA raises his eyebrows and I see the knife has already left his hand and it's on its way to the lake where it splashes in the water. So, like, he was, like, throwing his shit away and she was, like...
You're gonna kill him.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Fuck her. I don't know. Poor PETA. Justice for fucking PETA.
Well, I mean, that's her survival mechanism, right? She sees somebody starting to grab for the knife. Well, of course she's gonna line up the bow.
But I also get his stance of, like, how could you think I would do that?
Well, yeah, of course, because he's been saying I love you this whole time and she hasn't realized it.
Yeah, she's... Like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, she kind of sucks.
Objectively.
I think, personally, in my opinion, though, like, I probably also would have pulled the arrow out. For sure.
But, like, because, again, like, she thinks it's all a game. Like, she's so, like... like, jaded mm-hmm. and, like, cynical mm-hmm. that she can't, like, grasp that, like, PETA actually loves me.
And not only that, but she can't...
it's not for the games.
But she can't think three steps ahead either.
Right.
You know? So she doesn't have the foresight to think, you know, okay, if I do this now, what's going to happen after? She's just focused about the now.
And that's why, like, low-key, like, I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is kind of a good actress in the sense of, like, you almost have that weird stunted disconnect in the movies. And I do, again, like we said last time, think it could be, like, just early in her career.
Yeah.
But I think, like, she kind of plays a good Katniss, because Katniss is, like, a little, like, fucking, like, not with it, bro. Like, she's, like, not getting it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I just didn't like...
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, you can argue the point of that. Like, because then, like, it almost comes off, like, phony. Like, then when she, like, gives him the berries, and mm-hmm. she's like, oh, like, we'll die together. You're like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not selling me. But, like, I feel like that's how you're supposed to feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it should be up for interpretation. Like, the capital floozies are all like, oh, my God. But everyone else is like, I feel like she doesn't really fucking like him.
Yeah.
Which, I feel like, yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, ooh, is Jennifer Lawrence actually genius?
Maybe. Damn. I don't know.
We'll have to watch the movie and decide. Yeah. But... so then, like, they go to eat these fucking berries, and they're like, wait!
Yeah, wait! Caesar Flickerman comes on, right? Is it Caesar?
Or that Claudius Templeton?
Or is it Templeton?
Templesmith. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then they're like...
but, like, PETA was also telling her, like, you know, like, you can go on, Katniss. Like, you can kill me.
Right.
You know?
Because he actually loves her. Yes, they spit the berries out, and they're like, did you swallow any? They're like, no. Which, damn, that makes me, like, even more sad for Haymitch, like, having to watch that, because, like...
all this work into, like...
well, not even that, like, the fact that they almost poisoned themselves in his fucking...
oh, yeah, yeah.
Lamora Dove fucking...
was poisoned by the candy. And, like,
couldn't spit it out.
I'm yeah.
like, poor guy's just going through trauma.
Which, do you think, like, that was on purpose? When she wrote Songbirds?
Maybe.
Or whatever... What's the book called? Sunrise on the Reaping. Oh,
wow. Yeah. So then, like, you know, they have, like, their post-games meeting, and, like, you know, she even says, like, Sin addressed me like an innocent girl. Like, mm-hmm. something's up here. And
yeah.
you're like, ugh, she's fucked.
Well, she literally defied the Capitol on national TV.
Right. Well, then Haymitch literally has to go to her and be like, your only defense can be is that you were so madly in love you weren't responsible for your actions. Mm-hmm. And then she says, got it. Did you tell PETA this? And he was like, I don't have to. He's already there. Like, mm-hmm. how is she not... like, Haymitch is like, yeah, no, I don't need to coach him because he mm-hmm. actually is in love with you.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. like, she's just an asshole.
Yeah. But I think this is where Snow mm-hmm. now, like, comes in.
Well, that's what she even says. Like, the most dangerous part of the Hunger Games is about to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they do their interview. They do pretty okay... they, like, get to watch the games over, and she's like, wow, I could see, like, the narrative yeah. of, like, PETA, like...
ugh, I totally remember in the movie, like, watching them, like, have their, like, their after interview, and I'm like, this bitch still can't even pretend that she likes him.
Right. No, yeah, literally.
Oh my gosh. Ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, crazy.
And, like, she says, like, Snow's looking at me like I'm fucked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she, like, you know... she's trying to be, like, emotional and shit, and it just isn't, it's not sticking. And, like, then, you know, they're on the fucking train home, and she's like, what am I gonna say to Gale? I'm like, you are a sloppy bitch. Messy. You're messy.
But, like, she always made a point to say that, like, she never had feelings for Gale. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, her big MO. Like, Gale's my brother. Like, that was always her thing.
Well, and it's, like, sad, because on the train ride home is when Katniss, like, breaks it to PETA. Like, this was all, like...
fake.
Yeah, and this guy's heartbroken. like, this guy just lived, and he, like, thinks, like, great.
I got the girl, I got my life.
Right.
I got the Victor's Village.
He has no leg, but...
oh, yeah, at this point, he doesn't have a leg.
No leg.
Yeah.
Because, like, she, like, tourniqueted him.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'll deal with no leg if I got the girl in my life. And then she was like, that was all a lie. And he was like, what are you talking about? That's so sad. That's heartbreaking.
At 17, yeah.
That probably hurts worse than just dying. In the games.
like, imagine high school you, like, you, yeah, you'd probably just, like, fucking kill me.
Yeah, but also, too, like, PETA's family is mad fucking weird.
They are weird.
But, you know, we get more into that later on.
But then, like, but you do have a little bit of redeeming hope for Katniss when this book ends, because she's saying, like, he's slipping away because I told him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I already miss him. Like, yeah. I'm dreading the moment we have to, like, go back home mm-hmm. and, like, he's gonna hate me.
Yeah.
So, like, again, like, I think she's just, like, okay.
Like, the door's cracked open.
Yeah, like, I think as much as I don't like her, I'm gonna give it to her and say, I think she does actually like him. I think she's just so hardened by life that she, like, literally can't get there. And she's, like, repressing it.
Maybe.
And, like, she's confused. Again, mm-hmm. she's fucking 16. She has Gale at home. She has this. She just lived. The Capitol hates her. Like, I feel like she's got a lot going on. So, like, fine. Let's throw her a bone, I guess.
I guess.
Like, I don't know.
Like, old Katniss hater.
A little bit. I actually am curious now to talk about Catching Fire in, like, next week's episode, just in the sense of I'm curious if I feel that she got better or worse, which we could chat about.
This is just, like, also, like, her internal monologue is just, like, crazy.
Crazy!
About, like, the whole thing. It's no good loving me because I'm never going to get married anyways, and he would just end up hating me later instead of sooner.
But, I mean,
that if I do have feelings for him, it doesn't matter because I'll never be able to afford the kind of love that leads to a family, to children.
Yeah.
And how, like, can he, after everything we've just been through?
Right, like, this bitch is, like, really, like, just thinking. Just thinking. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah.
I like how to end of book one. Great.
I kind of do like that, though, actually. I'm like, simple. Cut and dry. No prologue. You're like, book one's over. All right.
I take his hand holding on tightly, preparing for the cameras and dreading the moment when I finally have to let go.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. I think, like, again, like, the thing she says, like, proves that she has genuine feelings, but, like, she won't, like, her internal monologue, like, she's not saying it because she doesn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Which I think is really well written.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember the first time I read this, it was, like, book one closed, book two picked up. Like, mm-hmm. it was, like, let's keep it going. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was ready. Even this time, I was like, all right, let's fucking do it. Let's get after it.
Yeah.
Like, book one or two, I feel like you have to just, like, go back to back. I usually take, like, a little break between book two and three. Like, I can, like, let it lull a little bit.
And I think that's why book three has a lot of, like, slack.
Right. Much.
Because of, like, the way the end, right. How Catching Fire ends.
Although that was pretty devastating, yeah. too, which we'll chat about.
Yeah.
I was sad. Yeah.
Always.
Oh, all right. Well, that is the end of The Hunger Games, and now let's see what shit show we got next. Catching Fire was a hard hitter, I feel. Like, crazy. Reading it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, the first read, I was like, this is probably not one of aware. The only series that I was probably, like, equally, if not at the time, that I liked the second book more. Like, usually the first book I'm always, like, super in, because it's, like, new world, exciting, they put, like, their best foot forward.
Yeah.
I think at the time I liked Catching Fire more than The Hunger Games, and that was, like, rare for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
So, yeah, we're gonna talk about that shit now.
Yeah, because, like, when you think about what you had, you know, Divergent, like, Divergent's definitely better than Insurgent.
Yeah, like, even, like, Twilight, you had Twilight, New Moon, you were fucking depressed.
Yeah.
You were like, he's gone.
Yeah, especially if you were, like, Team Jacob, I mean, Team Edward, then, yeah, like,
I think it was Team Jacob, but more so just, like, to be different. And, like, he's a werewolf and he's hotter. But, like, I was still sad that Edward was gone.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I mean, Chamber of Secrets, but that's, like, such a long series, you can't really, you know, go off that.
Yeah, that doesn't, like, I feel like Harry Potter doesn't really follow the mold.
Right. But, yeah, Catching Fire, I'm ready to talk about because that shit got me. And then now, especially, with, like, the context of Haymitch's Games and how it relates to Catching Fire.
Yeah.
We're going in next week, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going in!
Wow.
And I'm gonna go hard. What song is that?
I know the song. You know, I don't know even the name. Yeah.
Is that Lil Wayne?
Could be. Sounds right. Alright.
Well, has that, like, really, like, whiny, raspy voice.
Yeah. Probably Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Alright, well, next week.
Next week.
Catching Fire.
With Lil Wayne.
Right, with our guest, Lil Wayne. Talking about Catching Fire. Oh, God. Alright.
Did you know he makes metal music. No. Lil Wayne, he came out with a metal song.
All right.
Anyways.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.